Hi, good morning. Am I speaking with Constance?
Yes, you are.
Good morning, Constance. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We would like to get your opinions.
Okay,
we're not telling anything.
Go ahead. Ask me.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay. And as you may know, ma'am, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission, on Tuesday, August the 20th? Will you definitely vote, ma'am? Are you very likely to vote? Are you somewhat likely to vote? Are you not very likely to vote?
Are you not likely to vote? Yes.
Okay. Okay, and with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in any party, or?
Democrat.
Okay, and what is your main racial background? Asian, Asian American, African American, Black, Hispanic, White Caucasian?
White Caucasian.
Okay, and what is your age? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, or over 75?
Over 75.
Okay, and ma'am, generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
They are going in the right direction.
Okay, and from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to go ahead and I'll read you a list. I'm going to start with illegal immigration, protecting the environment, traffic and congestion, property insurance costs, crime and public safety, hurricane and flooding preparation, affordable housing, taxes and county government spending, overdevelopment, inflation, and the cost of things like gas and groceries. From the list that I have just read to you, ma'am, which one should the Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family?
Traffic.
Okay. And you will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to start with Donald Trump. Are you very familiar with Donald Trump? Very favorable with Donald Trump? Somewhat favorable? Somewhat unfavorable? Very unfavorable? Or you have no opinion or never heard of Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. What about Ron DeSantis? Are you very favorable with Ron DeSantis?
Very unfavorable.
Somewhat
favorable.
Very unfavorable. Okay. What about Paul Wunderlich? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Unfamiliar.
Or you have never heard of
never
unfamiliar?
Heard of. Never heard of.
Okay. And what about Rick Ramsey?
Never heard of.
Never heard of. And what about Holly Mario Rashine?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And what about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Okay. And Melissa Pitomi, would you be very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable opinion, or never heard of?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. And thinking ahead, ma'am, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Holly Merrill Rashine, a Republican candidate, or for Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or for Melissa Pitomi, a Republican candidate, or you are undecided?
Melissa Pitomi.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Melissa Pitomi, a Republican candidate?
Probably.
And as you may have noticed, the upcoming election for Monroe County Commission has three Republicans running against one another. There will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decided to run in this race. This means one of these three Republicans will win the election. Which comes closer to your view? I'm going to read two options to you. I'm going to start with the first one. I could never vote for Republican candidates even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democrat candidate. I will probably leave this race blank on my ballot. The second option is I will probably vote for one of these three Republican candidates depending on which one I like better when I learn more about them. From those two choices, ma'am, which one comes closer
probably,
to your view?
Probably when I know more about them.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Holly Merrill Rothstein is doing as your county commissioner? Do you strongly approve it, somewhat approve? And do you strongly disapprove? Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat? Strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County, for the county commission, for a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county governments, or for a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community?
Undecided.
Okay. And do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Okay. Which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? I'm going to read two options. The first option reads, a candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime, or a candidate's position on future developments in Monroe County. Which of those two options?
Undecided.
Undecided. Okay. And do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a public grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units on workforce housing? Do you strongly favor with that, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly opposed.
Okay. And as you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging Trauma Star helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? I'm going to go ahead and read you two options. The first option reads, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better. And the second option reads, with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida. Which of those two options comes closer to your opinion?
Undecided.
Okay. And If you knew the following statements about Holly Merrill Rushine were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holly Merrill Rushine in the primary election for Monroe County Commission? If each one make no difference, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to go ahead and read the following statements, starting with the first statement, and it reads, Holly Merrill Rushine has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that that protects the interests of communities and long-term residents. Rushine has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications. Would you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely support Holly?
Much less likely.
The following statement reads, Holly Rushine understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Rushine has prioritized water quality improvement projects, coral reef, and Everglades restoration and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for vote? Much less likely. And the following statement reads, with high housing costs and a lack of options for so many, Holly Merrill Rushine supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support Holly Merrill Rushine?
Much less unlikely.
Okay, and the following statement reads, Holly Merrill Rushine is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support Holly Merrill Rushine?
Very unlikely.
Very unlikely. Okay. And what about the following statements? Holly Merrill Rushine is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by a big developers and special interest lobbyists. Rushine has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the keys and harm our quality of our life. If that were to be true, ma'am, would you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely support that candidate?
Unlikely.
Would that be a somewhat or much less likely?
It's unlikely, mostly unlikely.
Much less likely. Okay. And the following statement reads, Holly Merrill Rushine believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catches up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life.
Highly unlikely. Highly unlikely.
Okay. And what about the following?
How much longer do we go on about Holly?
I actually just have two more questions about Holly.
Okay, just two more. I dislike Holly intensely. But go ahead.
Okay. No problems. The following statement reads, during these tough times, Holly Merrill Rushine voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to support that candidate if you were to be?
Unlikely. Much more unlikely.
Much less. Okay. The last statement about Holly Merrill Rushine is the following. Holly Merrill Rushine is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rushine has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your communities safe. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support Holly Merrill Rushine?
Mostly unlikely.
Okay, that was actually the last statement about Holly. But now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Monroe County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you vote for Holly Mara Rashin, a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or Melissa Potomi, a Republican candidate?
Melissa Potomi.
Okay, and would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Melissa Potomi, a Republican candidate, now that you have just heard the statements?
Definitely.
Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Monroe County? 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10 years? Between 11 and 20 years? More than 20 years? Or all of your life?
More than 20 years.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Would that be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay, and what is the last grade or formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate's or 2-year degree, college graduate with a
college graduate.
Okay. This concludes our survey, ma'am. I want to thank you so much for your participation, and do note that your opinion is very important. Thanks again for your help. You have a great rest of the weekend, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
A pleasure, ma'am. Bye-bye.